Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to lift every voice and sing, till I did heaven ring, ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high, laugh as we go and see ya.
Say it loud. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working for someone else. Hey, stand down on our feet and bend on our knees and all that stuff. I mean, it's very appropriate. You wouldn't believe. We're talking about 2021. Lord have mercy. Masterism. That's what Mr. Fuller, S.B. Fuller called it, because he got it from his dad in Masterism, who came all the way back from them when they first, back in New Orleans, back way back down that time, Louisiana. But Masterism have us saying the same thing over and over and over again. What are we doing here, y'all? Where are we? We're going to have a great show this morning. At our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have Mr. Dudley, Joel Dudley Sr. You know, he worked with S.B. Fuller. As S.B. Fuller was building his country, his company, because it's a country, all the stuff he did. And we're going to have him on. You know, he had his book, I Am, I Can, I Will, Walking by Faith. And he was one of the ones that have carried on the Fuller philosophy. And he went on, and he's one of the ones that took part of what Fuller Company was after Mr. Fuller could no longer do his company. We're going to talk about why he didn't have it and all that. And we know he had Parkinson, but we know some other things happened too. So he kind of went on and did it. You know, when you talk about the Dudley Academy, the school over there on 81st and Green with Ms. Clawson, and they got Sally Cosmetic all over the world, really, and all over the country, and they got schools and stuff in different parts of this country too. But we're going to be talking about that. And I know this is Black Music Month, but we should be doing Black music and all that stuff every day. And next week I'm going to have Jimmy Tillman along with some of the other artists, Dr. Jimmy Tillman, who's and we're going to talk about music and black music and where we are. But we've been trying to stay on this economic thing, you know. A few weeks ago, we talked about Mr. Earl Gray, you know, and Black Enterprise, because they're celebrating 50 years. And all of the people and all the things that he did in his philosophy. Today we're going to be talking about S.B. Fuller at our 7 o'clock hour. So you wake everybody up and you tell them to get up, because we're going to be talking to Mr. Dudley. And maybe some of the Fuller Brush people will call in, who Fuller people who will call in who work with him, and stories you have to tell. And we're going to be honest with ourselves up here today, because, you know, the talented team had problems. Folks, black folks have always had different opinions, but we went down the same road. And, I mean, the book is worth reading. I always get a book to other people, and they say, well, why, if you was with Dr. King, you want people to read S.B. Fuller? Because to me, I didn't see a contradiction in some of the conflict that was going on. We're gonna discuss them little conflicts, too. Some of the understanding and stuff, you know, where Fuller had a philosophy about government and capitalism. He was a capitalist. Nothing wrong with that. And I think Dr. King a lot of times was misunderstood without understanding. And as you know, it's important for us as a people to understand the Constitution of the United States and know, as Dr. Anderson said, Reconstruction was about reconstructing for black people. The 14th, 15th, 16th Amendment was for black people. And so other folks come over and understand the Constitution and all, and they move on and they grow and develop, become a part of America. And then you got another group who had the capitalism. I think Dr. King believed in capitalism. I'm going to have y'all going to look through over there, Titus, and find that piece. Ebony looking for it now. You looking for it now, what Dr. King had said about that. We're going to play that at some point just before I go off at my 7 o'clock hour. So anyway, we're going to be talking about S.B. Fuller, all the things that this man did. Sixth grade education. Six. But he loved to read. We'll tell you the quality of education he was getting back then is much better than he was able to go to 12. These folks who come out of high school here now can't even read at a third grade level. And they're functionally illiterate. So we're going to really get into this man. This man was, he was an avid reader of the Bible. I mean, he didn't just read the Bible. He studied the Bible. You know, he studied Jesus. And I'd be laughing when I was laughing as I was rereading the book. Because one of the things Bevel taught us, and Dr. Kingham taught us, that we had to study Jesus, because Jesus was the greatest organizer it was that God had sent down. So Jesus was an organizer. And I was cracking up when I was reading how, again, as I was, you know, when you reread something, you pick up different stuff. So when I was rereading about Mr. Fuller, how he studied Jesus, and kind of the principle, how he dealt his book off of, how he dealt his company and his training and all of that. But he never stopped improving himself, even down to he wasn't afraid to step out because of his sixth grade education or because he had a problem studying and stuttering. And he, some words he didn't know, but we're going to get into how he dealt with that. But the whole principle, I was telling Ms. Clawson, who's over the academy over there, and hopefully at some point, while he should call in at some point today, but I was telling her that one of the threads that I have found in the success of black people from the enslavement up through, we started getting in trouble, and I think it's this last few years they have got our people, is that thread, is that belief in God. That's what carried us, that universe, that belief in God and how God created and how he did and how we believed. And that was the thread. I have not read any successful black person from the enslavement on that did not believe in God. Now, y'all can say what y'all want to. Most folks who call talking that mess, you ask them, what kind of business you got? What are you doing? Nothing. I just talk. But there was a... that's the common thread that I looked at. And the faith that they had in our community, the common thread also was that as they made it, they brought other black folks up with them. And there was a difference. So when you say that the Latino, and I like to say, Hispanic is just not a race. Hispanic is a culture, is a language. And in that language, you got different races from all over the globe that speak Spanish, Spain and everywhere else, Cuba, wherever you, but you'll talk about these other folks who come in here now, and the things that they're doing is things that we did. And most of them still believe and pray to their God, even they, Even MS-13 players, pray to God. Most of these folks still pray to their God, and they go and they believe in God, and they faith, but they still use the method that we use. So don't tell me we need to learn from them. They have already gotten our playbook. We need to study our own playbook. People like S.B. Fuller and Mr. Grave, Mr. Earl Grave, Mary McLeod Bethune. The AME Church is not doing what it's supposed to do. The African Methodist Church was founded, and it was founded because black folks wanted to be free and weren't going to sit down up in no balcony. While I laugh at people, I tell them that when I was a little girl and we were segregated, and especially, and I lived in both Montgomery, Pensacola. At the Singleton Theater in Pensacola, we would go up there at the top of the balcony. And when them little white kids come in, we'd throw all our popcorn and pop on them. And the same thing in Montgomery. So, rather than be segregated in the church, like he started his own. But everything had a purpose. Their purpose was to uplift black people. It wasn't just a purpose of going to church and hollering and shouting and collecting money. The purpose was uplifting their people, because that's one thing Jesus did do, if you notice. I mean, he uplifted people and gave unto Caesar what was Caesar's. He really built, you know, and he tried to teach you about it. He said, all powers in my hand. As God said, you are made in my image, my precious people. So because we are made in God's image, we are able to create and imitate him. But giving up that, we don't want to deal with that. So that's a common thread, whether it's AME or whatever. You know, I don't know why we're sitting there whining about these schools. We got enough churches that can begin to build and teach schools. They got teachers that have retired in their church. They got teachers who got fired in their church. And we sitting around here, like last night, I understand that they shot up 74th and Calumet. On down the street. Who live over there? Seniors. Seniors live over there. So, and on over in the whole area, they have left over there in South Shore and coming this way, because now they know seniors going to get scared and sell their buildings. Them beautiful homes over there. And our folks be manipulated by outside forces. Whereas these people understood there was a God and there was forces involved in this stuff. They wouldn't be able to manipulate, and then under the disguise of Black Lives Matter. That's what folks are coming and say, we want the police gone because of Black Lives Matter. We want this because of that. And then the girl who raised the $90 million went and bought three houses, $3 million houses. Now, she quietly stepped down during the Memorial Day weekend, and most of the pain that the black community suffered was her gain. Her gang and a lot of other folks who got using them to take our community, whereas some of the families said they're not getting anything out of it, and they don't know what's going on. But that's just a sidebar I was just trying to say. Other people can use us when you don't have a God, when you don't understand that there's a consequence. And right now, our children, black baby kids, they're either running around with no direction, no God, no understanding that there is a better way. And what are we doing as churches or community organizations to build and let these children know they are somebody? When this little boy, I know I got to take a break in how many minutes I got? Okay, I'm going to have to take a break in a minute. When that little Talib, whatever, the young man, the Latino boy that got shot over there that was being initiated for the gangs, that's what was going on. You don't hear nothing else about it, because the family got together, the church members and all of them, they came out and they said they was going to save their children. And they building a sanctuary for all, to get the children off the street and to teach them all this. People coming into this community right now across that border and everywhere that y'all don't look at, because y'all too busy looking at these racist stations and calling other stations not racist, because you're around here being crazy. But they're dealing with these children coming across the border, talking about they're traumatizing, the family's traumatized. I bet them women, them old seniors, I bet the senior citizens and folks who've been out there for a long time on 74th and 75th last night, they're traumatized. I bet a few children there are traumatized. I guess, you know, come on, let's talk about trauma. But that's a whole other story I want to tell you about. Because we have to, one thing about those folks is they believe in God. And they even worship in God. I think one of their gangs worship the devil. But whatever. Y'all better get away and know who you were hanging with. As they used to say, don't stand by that tree when lightning strikes, because it might get you. So we're kind of like, as I study, and I'm studying a lot, because I love y'all. And I'm going to get into my whole economic piece. And in 1 month, I'm going to show y'all exactly the economic piece and what these elected officials and stuff can do and not do. But, you know, they said that there was a school in Little Village that's been closed for 10 years. They just opened the school back up. Why? Because the children that come from these countries believe in Catholicism, so they finna open the school up. And they're giving them everything. Chicago's a sanctuary city. Nobody's paying attention to how many folks getting dumped in here. Yeah, they move them out the way, and they come over to 75th and buy three or four blocks, like they're doing over there on Princeton and Wells and all over there, buying up them blocks, buying up the rack, the houses and the lots and everything. So they're making room for the new life. And as Mr. Fuller so beautifully said in his book, that we buy what we want and we beg for what we need. I love that. I'll never get past that. That man said so much stuff that made sense. So we're going to discuss that at the 7 o'clock hour and some other stuff, because some folks think there was a conflict between what Dr. King was saying and what Fuller was saying. I think it may have been more of a misunderstanding, a different road. We've always had those discussions in the black community. Just like now, they got the black Republican from Florida who's a congressman trying to become a part of the black caucus, and the black caucus said no. Are they out of their damn mind? Brooks, Senator Brooks, was a Republican. John Conyers, I got to take a break, right? I'll be back, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 169 WGN. Coffee Tea and a Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tilbert. We're going to have a great show this morning. We'll stream it on www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. Our number is 773-591-1690. You can also, if you miss us, go back to Blog Talk. Coffee Tea up under Jimmy Lee. That's my son, y'all. I got time out of this blog. And Ebony, I be tweeting. They shadow banned me, but Ebony got me back on, but I don't tweet Ebony tweet. Get your coffee, get your tea. I ain't going to be gone for 3 minutes, and come on back and talk to me. We got a great show this morning.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, it's Matt McGill with radio station 1690 AM WVON. This time last year, we couldn't go to work. We couldn't go to school, church, out to eat, or even grocery shop. We were all separated and trying to be safe at home. People we knew and loved were getting sick and dying from COVID-19. Now there's a vaccine. It's safe, it's available, and it's free. Get the vaccine. It's the right thing to do. Think about those you know who got sick or die. Think about what they would tell you to do. Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at locations near you.
Hey, I'm Samantha Thomas from The Evening Show here at the Talk of Chicago, WVON. This time last year, we couldn't go to work, school, church, or go out to eat. We were all separated and trying to be safe at home. People we know and love were getting sick and dying from COVID-19. Now there's a vaccine. It's safe, it's available, and it's free. Get the vaccine. It's the right thing to do. Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at your local vaccine location.
Hope. It's when you believe that tomorrow will certainly be better than today. And it's the reason ComEd provides financial support to help reduce the stress of paying energy bills and reduce energy costs for eligible customers who may be going through tough financial times. We provide help so hope can always stay alive. See if you qualify for financial assistance or one of our income-eligible energy efficiency offerings at ComEd.com/support. ComEd, powering lives.
This is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour. Join us as we celebrate 158 years of emancipated blackness in America. Get dressed, smell good, and join us on June 19th at Juneteenth Ball Chicago. For more information, visit JuneteenthBallChicago.com. And be sure to listen to Black Excellence Hour, a show for black people with high self-esteem, Sundays at 5 p.m. on WVON.
Join the Illinois State Black Chamber of Commerce Saturdays on WVON from 9 until 10 a.m. for Wake Up with the ILBCC. It's hosted by ILBCC President and CEO Larry Ivory and Malcolm Weems. The Illinois State Black Chamber of Commerce is committed to strengthening black communities to become sustainable high-growth enterprises. The Illinois State Black Chamber of Commerce has the information black-owned businesses need in Illinois to build capacity. Listen to Wake Up Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on 1690 WVON.
This year, celebrate Juneteenth by supporting small business at the Black Business Pop-Up Shop on Saturday, June 18th at SS Tennis. That's located at 5336 South State from noon to 8 p.m. Come out and support local Black-owned businesses in a celebration of freedom and Black excellence. Pick up great deals on merchandising, beauty products, clothing, accessories, and so much more. Enjoy live music plus sounds by DJ Mike P. The event is free and we'll be honoring social distance guidelines. So celebrate Freedom Day by turning over those dollars in our community at the Juneteenth Black Business Pop-Up Shop at XS Tennis, 5336 South State from noon to 8 p.m. And like us, it's free. Happy Juneteenth.
If you're interested in vendor opportunities or have a food truck, call Calandra at 312-446-0588. That's 312-446-0588 to register.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew! For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
That was right on time, you know, because when you, the person we're going to be discussing is S.B. Fuller, and we're going to talk to Mr. Dudley about what they're doing, Walking by Faith, is that one of the things when you go back to where his father was born and out there where the sugar cane, back during, he was born 40 years out of slavery, but where in California, in New Orleans, Louisiana, where they had making that sugar cane and all that, and went after the Emancipation Proclamation, I think Mr. Johnson, I forget his name, said masteryism. That's when they did think of masteryism. But that's a whole nother discussion. And then the masteryism, they said, well, can you think you can run these sugar cane mills and all that? It was so funny. And he said, yeah. Masteryism, he said, yeah, we can do this. And they was always trying to get away from masteryism. That was some name. But I noticed that Mr. Fuller, the way he grew up with his father. I was thinking, when I was growing up, I don't remember nobody. I could think of very few people who didn't have men in the house, and that's a fact. I'm trying to think of who wasn't married, who didn't have a man in the house, or something. That community was like that. Some of the men had 2 and 3 wives. I guess it's from Africa, 2 or 3 families. But anyway, I can't remember. I can think about 2 families, and I won't name them. Then maybe then. And the thing of it is how his father, I really think his father gave him entrepreneurship. They had where they would go fishing and come back, and they fished for a lot of different things. And when they came back, you know, they would sell it or either swap off for some vegetables and different things like that. And all they didn't, the stuff they had over, they would go sell. But that entrepreneurship, even when I was reading where they even rented out boats for an hour, the white folks come down, and if they'd been an hour, Fuller would go out and get the rest of the money in a rowboat. I think that was kind of planted, but his mother, I always remember, that mother rocks the boat, rocks the cradle, rules the world, would talk to Mr. Fuller. He would talk to Mr. Fuller about his hands that rocked the cradle, yeah. But he would talk to, she would talk to Mr. Fuller, talk to Mr. Fuller about, you know, what he needed to do and keep his eyes on where he got to go and he's better than where, you know, she kept putting stuff in his head. And his father was really, you know, he was like the hard up one that they did the hard stuff and kicked, you know, talked to him and different stuff and kind of, you know, told she could, she would say, you can be whoever you want to be. You know, all you got to do is work hard, do what you're going to do that's correct. It was really the theory and the moral compass that we had as a people. And we must get back. Somehow or another, they're telling us we don't have that. So if Mr. Fuller, mother, had not been talking to him about all the stuff he can do, as she was talking to him, not to give up and what to do, who knows what. But she told him, you can look at all the way through black folks, all the way through, you could find out this and what. You see people say, my mama told me this, my mama prayed for me. How much do you, since all this other stuff started, you don't even hardly hear that many folks saying, mama braving them, I get it to my mama. They off into some, got them off into some other stuff, kneeling and doing all anything, kneeling to people other than God. Got all kind of things going on. Mother was always sacred, and children listened to mother. Yes, they did. When the mama told him, you know, all you got to do is be prepared and work, and that you can control your destiny. His mother told him. Now you got people talking about, we're not going to say motherhood no more. It's birth person. It's this and that. You take motherhood and all God and all that stuff out the equation, it ain't no man, it ain't no woman. It ain't no this, it ain't no that. That's kind of demonic to me. God, you don't go to church, you don't do this. But how do you, they said, the oldest place that don't burn back, drown the bridges, you might want to come back. One of his sons he had, and you heard that before. But when you look at a sixth man with a sixth grade education, all that he built, the fact that he built, he went and bought this company, and we'll talk about it with Mr. Dutton, and all the white folks thought they was going to be fired. I can't remember the name of the company. I think of it in a minute. And he said, no. So he kept the company and all the workers white and let them work over there. Because it was forever to me. He was buying stuff and buying up and moving on and growing on and growing. But the thing of it is, he said, one of his workers, you know these white folks ain't going to work for you. I want you to know how people are. He said, bring them to me. When he got through speaking to them, what they go to, went back out there and they did what they had to do. It was one of, he told one of his relatives, I'm going to be rich one day when he's young. Yeah, and all you're going to be rich is that you name your child Rich. The same way he was reading the book one day. As he was reading this book, I think the man who was working for Nicole said, "You ain't gonna be in no business. You just keep you a good job doing this." Each time he was almost discouraged, but he wasn't. He went from and then he hauled coal to the just a lot of stuff we're gonna talk about later on. And then we got Mr. Dudley, who just, you know, this is a black man who worked with a black man, because Mr. Fuller made sure that his people worked with them, not for him. Same way I see how Mr. Grave did. They worked with him. How, you know, power is having humility. Power is not destroying people because you have it. Power is loving people. When you get your power and understand God gave it to you, because he give us this so we can help people, you will operate a little different. But the fact that this man, and I'm going to take calls in about 2 minutes, y'all, Mr. Dudley, who worked with this man as a brother, not competitive, but as a brother, and learn and love and help him grow the company. Even now, I think the lady's name was Les Thee, who took him and got with him and told him how rather than why everybody, and it's interesting, those people working for him, what made her decide to stay with Mr. Fuller. After Fuller went to get her, had somebody to bring her to, was that somebody was taking her home, and he doing that old ignorant man, you how he talk, who he think he is? This is one of the men that's working with him. And she said, "Well, I happen to think he's very smart. You hear how he talk?" Because he was country. But he stuttered and had to miss his word. And she got upset, and so she went and worked with him because she came from a family of educators. And she really helped him stop stuttering and to understand his word, fully end up speaking all over the place. But I was showing you how brothers and stuff and sisters and brothers work together. S.B. Fuller and John Johnson taking this stuff around. George Johnson would not have been George Johnson had it not been for S.B. Fuller. He let folks grow and to go and to go. But it's really interesting. But there was a little hiccup, and we're going to talk about it later. I'm going to wait for Mr. Dudley to come on because, you know, two great men, King and Fuller. But like I said, the thread is believing in God and working on behalf of your community. If you notice, a lot of black folks now who make it, they go find some other god, Chopra and all that other stuff. And then because they go find another god and have no faith in what their people, what God brought them over and in black people, then they go on off. And, yeah, they got businesses spinning off of them, but they're white businesses. Oprah included, I know y'all love her. But here you had black folks. When I look, you know, I reread the book. I've been read the book. And look at all these folks, how they spin off and how they help folks develop. Masteryism, that's, they was not going to be bothered with masteryism. That was kind of passed down. We got to start thinking about masteryism. Masteryism is a little different now. Masteryism is folks telling you equity instead of equality, systemic racism instead of institutional racism. Black lives matter, but really don't matter. They don't care. It's just a slogan. Everything is a slogan. That you got a young black man who's a Republican and trying to get in the black caucus, and the black caucus, you can't come in. Now, you know something wrong with that. West was in the black caucus. You had Senator Brooks. When he was a Republican, he did a lot for us. Senator Brooks did. A lot of us. And then they let the Latino come in their caucus and they said, "No black caucus." How you do that? John Conyers, who was the founder of the black caucus, that's what I mean, masteryism can come in different forms. John Conyers, the founder of the black caucus, they set him up. He get put out over nothing, sent home. It was hurting to see how he got off that plane. To leave, take his place of this Arab woman they put in over the black woman, Brenda Jones, who really believe in black people, work very hard. And all she do is talk about something else. She don't talk about black people. But Congressman Conyers passed, they didn't even put him in the rotunda, the founder of the black caucus, the one who had done all this stuff, regardless of what you thought about. They put John Lewis there, who happened to be part of our demonstrations with Jose Williams. And they're creating a scenario around that. They put some ashes there of a police officer they had lied about that got killed at the Capitol. But John Conyers, that's masterism. So that's another level of masterism. And this man can't even be on, you know, it makes no sense. He can't be with the Black Caucus. What's wrong with y'all? What's y'all agenda? Is it black? Can't you have diverse opinions? The fact of the matter, I think Mr. Fuller was a Republican. Most blacks who had money was Republican. He got one saying. He said, we buy what we want and we beg what we need. So anyway, we got to go back to the phone now. Talk of Chicago 69 WVN. Dorothy Wright Tillman, call for Tillman, a conversation with me, 773-591-69. We're going to have Mr. Dudley on at the 7 o'clock hour. We're talking about Mr. Fuller. 591-69, we're streaming live, www.vn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. Evan, you're going to find me in my appropriate song. Take us where you go. We got God Bless the Child Who's Got His Own. Anyway, take us wherever you go. We on iHeartRadio, and we on Blog Talk. I'm going to go to the phone right now. Pam.
Oh, hi, Dorothy. Yes, I am. What's what you call a Fullerite? I grew up with the Fuller.
Oh yeah, the Fullerites. Yeah, you. Uh huh. I'm listening.
And his, I want to say his daughter Mary Fuller Casey. She also wrote about a book about Mr. Fuller, and it was published in 2003. And Mr. Fuller, he really believed in investing in the black community. That's why he built his house out there in Robbins, Illinois.
Uh huh. Well, you know, this book I got was written by her.
Oh, okay.
Uh huh. That's her book.
And then also, a lot of people don't know that he owned the Regal Theater.
Uh huh.
He owned that whole block, because I worked at the Regal Theater, and I also worked in the Fuller South Center. Fuller South Center.
Well, Harold Washington Culture Center is right now.
Right.
And yes. Mr. Fuller be walking, his spirit be walking all through that building. Sometimes I talk to him.
Well, yeah, that's just what I want to say. And he was a self-educated man, and he had a lot of what they call mother wit. That's what he had.
His mother gave it to him. It wasn't no mother. Yeah, that's right. That's why I met the bachelor's. They said birth person. It wasn't no mother person. It wasn't no person. It was a mother wit. You're absolutely right. And I remember the Fuller rights. And the way we dressed, the way we carried ourselves, all that stuff. He had everything. We're going to get into it. I thank you. If anybody else want to call about Fuller rights, call
him
in.
He also had what they call a second Sunday meeting.
Yeah.
And that's when he would have his salesman there, and he would talk about the Bible and tell people how they were supposed to act. And it was really something. I used to work around there, too, because, like I said, I grew up with the Fuller family.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you keep on, because I'm going to have Mr. Dudley on at the 7 o'clock hour. You know, Joel Dudley.
Yes, I know. Because he came in the company later on down the road. See, I was there from the, like I said, I grew up with him. So.
Yeah, well, Dudley was there with Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller trusted him enough to give him some of the formula and a part of this Dudley stuff, the stuff
right.
that he had created.
And George Johnson would not be what he is today if it had not been for Mr. Fuller, because George Johnson, he worked for Mr. Fuller
yes,
as a mixer.
And when he got ready to get his own company, and Mr. Fuller told him he could go on and do that, his mother advised his whole family was working with Mr. Fuller, in fact.
Right, that's what I know, because, like I said, I was in with them. You know.
Pam, I thank you for calling, and keep
okay,
listening.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
She's absolutely right. George John, and you know, and George was his whole family worker. When he got ready to go, Mr. Fuller let him go. And that's an interesting story, too, about economics, how he had to go when he went to borrow some money. And then when the white people found he was working for Fuller, they wouldn't loan it to him because he wanted to start a business. That means that you're growing out, right? So he had to go to, because his credit was so good, he had to go to another place and get it that was owned by this company and tell him he was going to take his wife on a vacation. And then they gave him the loan. That's some deep stuff, I tell you. Uh-huh. Let me see who I got here. Lewis.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Uh-huh.
This is Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I want to say is that S.B. Fuller, I think he's been reincarnated in another man. Ooh. And this man, he had a sixth grade education.
Now, Will, I know what you've been to say.
Pardon me, what I'm getting ready to say is that
Willie Wilson, that's what you've been to say.
Right, the Reverend Dr. Willie Wilson, he started out, you know, well, he started out, you know, with a sixth grade education, and that's as far as he went, you know.
Well, hey, look, I want you to read Mr. Fuller book, and I love Willie Wilson, but there is nothing comparable because of the stuff that he did. Willie Wilson do stuff. He runs. He got his plan out there. Now, you know, he got a lot of Hispanic working for him, but he got his plan out there, and you got to really, there's some similarity in terms of education and stuff, but that's where it stopped, and I got a copy of his book I'm about to give you to read, or you're going to have to go over to the Dudley School and pick up one and read it, Lewis. But I understand what you're trying to say because of the education and what he did, but what Fuller did, there's no comparison with Willie Wilson.
Okay. Well, what I was trying to say is that it's continuing, you know. We're not finished. We're not over, you know.
No, we're not finished. But
our people are not over. You know, we're still moving on.
Well, you're absolutely right. Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you, ma'am.
Let me just say, don't y'all get mad at me because I don't dislike Willie Wilson. Willie Wilson go to church, hand out money, expect stuff back, got his money. But I don't get upset. But S.B. Fuller really built businesses and expand on people. It's kind of different. But not, we'll talk about it. I don't want to get – I love y'all. I love y'all, so I really don't want to get into nothing with y'all. Anita? Anita? I guess she gone. Okay, Frank.
Hey, my beautiful sister. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Hey, I'm trying to get this straight now about the Congressional Black Caucus and that loudest Republican black. I'm trying to get on the right page.
Okay, and then I'm gonna go back to Fuller. I don't want to talk too long about that. The brother from Florida is trying to be.
I just want to say this real quick. In today's, you know what I'm saying, Republican Party, like a Clarence Thomas and Tim Scott, that'd be like, you know what I'm saying.
That's all right. Okay. Look, he's black. He should be able to go in the black caucus, Frank.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't blame for not letting him in.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Thank you. He's black. He should be able to get in the black caucus. Different views. Come on, I ain't got time for that right now. I'm talking about something else. No, the Alan West had different views. When Bush was there, he was part of the caucus. You know, but I'm just saying, black caucus. If you don't agree with him, you don't agree with him. Fight back. He's black. You know, no other people are saying, this is what we got to be, one place. That's out of hate. Once you understand the Bible and understand God, you don't walk around with hate because God is love. Bertha.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Dorothy. My name is Versi. I work. I'm
you said Versi or Berthy?
Versi with a V.
Okay, Versi.
With a V.
Okay.
Yes. I've worked maybe 6 months under Mr. Fuller mm-hmm. in the 80s.
Okay.
I was leaving from one job when I got laid off, and he had me to come in because his salespeople used to come through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they encouraged me to come in and meet Mr. Fuller.
Yeah.
And one thing I can remember most is when he used to make us recite, I am the captain of the ship, but the master of my mind.
Yeah.
Of my soul. And then when you said, buy what you want and beg for what you need. That stuck with me because I would tell my children that all the time. When I saw them wasting money, I said, this is what Mr. Fuller was teaching
them. Look how much money they spent on their nails and stuff. They go down there.
He was a motivator.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. I talk about him all the time. And every Saturday, anytime you talk about Mr. Fuller, I just light up.
Thank you. Well, you keep listening
so
because we're gonna have Mr. Dudley on at 7 o'clock hour. We're gonna
get into it. Yeah, yes, because some of the Dudley people were there at that time.
Well, he's responsible for Dudley, the school, the cosmetology school over there, the academy.
When he left, I think he went to the Carolinas or somewhere.
Yeah, he lived in Carolina. He lived in Carolina.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, but Mr. Fuller still lifted him up.
Yeah, he lifted up all his employees that were there, and he helped. You know, he helped grow them, Mr. Johnson and all. Mr. Johnson, all of them was friends, and you saw this black. They tell me, see, they want you to keep your mind to some black Wall Street, and I'm not knocking what happened in Tulsa.
Right.
But it's a whole lot of stuff we had. You got 30 seconds.
He made me come in at 8:30 to sit in on the board meetings. He said, you have to sit in here. He said, you're part of this company. Even though I was a nobody, that I thought. And I would sit there with Gwen and all of them, and it was just magnificent. And today, I carry that with me.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I think about his spirit just like you do.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful man.
Yes, in terms of we look at the thread between all of those people, of them, as we build our black community, the thread was believing in God.
Love. He said love, the triangle love. He said you, the person you're selling to, and the product. You love that product, and you love that person.
And you had to dress too, baby.
That triangle would live forever.
And you was dressed too to the nine, wasn't you?
Yes, in my suit.
Yeah, okay, thank you. God bless the child that got his own. I tell you, Mr. Fuller, believe Papa may have, Papa might have, Mother might have, anybody might have, but God bless the child that's got his own. We buy what we want and beg for our needs. That doesn't make no sense. We're going to be talking about Mr. Fuller as we come. When you look at all the stuff that he did and all how he had his people to dress and of the mindset. But the thread was God, believing in God. And I don't understand people don't believe in God. Who made all this stuff you're dealing with? You think the devil did? The devil don't do nothing for good. God bless the child who's got it on. 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We on Facebook, our group Facebook. We on iHeartRadio and all the other stuff. You miss it, you can come on back. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'll be back in about 7 minutes. When I come back, we're going to have Mrs. Dudley on the phone. All you Fullerite, I'll be right back.
Empty pockets don't, they don't ever make the grade.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
Communities of color have been targeted by the tobacco industry. That's coming from Mitch Zeller, director at the FDA Center for Tobacco Products.
When we saw a decline in the last decade of teen use of flavored cigars, the decline only occurred for white kids, not for black and Hispanic kids.
Now the FDA wants to ban menthol in cigarettes and all flavors in cigars. He argues that if these products are pulled from the shelves, hundreds of thousands of lives will be saved.
In 2016, iPhone repair techs posted racy images from a customer's phone to her social media account. Now Apple will have to pay up. The tech giant reportedly paid the woman upward of $5 million. And a settlement that's being called one of the most severe customer privacy breaches to be made public. Legal documents show an unnamed Oregon college student shipped her phone to an Apple-approved contractor after the phone stopped working. Court documents obtained by the Telegraph say two iPhone repair technicians then reportedly uploaded a total of 10 personal photos and videos of the woman to her Facebook account.
Get him up the jerk. There you go. Put your hands behind your back.
You're listening to the aggressive 2018 arrest of Jarris Ransom by three Louisville, Kentucky Metro Police officers. Officials claim the black man lunged at an officer outside of a gas station.
Where's your jet? Where's your hot boy?
The three officers involved in that arrest were cleared of any wrongdoing. Now fast forward to 2021. One officer involved in that 2018 incident is now being federally indicted in a separate case. LMPD officer Corey Evans is accused of hitting a kneeling demonstrator in the head during protest over the Breonna Taylor case. The alleged crime happened in May of 2020, just months after Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in a botched raid conducted by Louisville Metro Police.
Four Glendale, California police officers are on leave after a video showing them pushing and kicking a man on the ground during an arrest. The video taken last week shows a mix of uniformed and plainclothes officers attempting to arrest the man at the Glendale Galleria Mall.
Turn around on your face! It's the police department who told you!
I got beat!
Turn around!
Stop!
The footage does not show what happened before the arrest, but officers say the man was wanted for stealing. An investigation is underway, and the department is vowing to take appropriate action following the investigation.
And the longest-serving death row inmate in the U.S. will not face execution. 71-year-old Raymond Riles was just resentenced to life in prison. Texas prosecutors concluded the black man is ineligible for execution and incompetent for retrial due to mental illness. Riles has spent more than 45 years on death row for fatally shooting a man in Houston in 1974. In a statement, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg sent her condolences to the family of the victim, John Henry. She added, "We believe justice would best be served by Ryle spending the remainder of his life in custody of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice." I'm Jaleesa Chapman with Ray Harris on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
This is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour. Join us as we celebrate 158 years of emancipated blackness in America. Get dressed, smell good, and join us on June 19th at Juneteenth Ball Chicago. For more information, visit JuneteenthBallChicago.com. And be sure to listen to Black Excellence Hour, a show for black people with high self-esteem, Sundays at 5 p.m. on WVON.
Hi, it's me, Gia Peppers. Tune in to More Than That with me live this weekend or catch the show wherever you listen to podcasts. On our very special Juneteenth episode, we're talking to griot Marsha Music, writer Baratunde Thurston, and image activist Michaela Angela Davis. More Than That is brought to you by General Motors. Visit GM.com to learn more about their actions and commitment to becoming one of the most inclusive companies in the world. Everybody in.
Juneteenth is in each generation. We are people of joy. No matter what, we still have joy.
That is a revolution right there. Like, black joy and leisure is a revolution.
True joy, I don't think, can exist without freedom. True freedom means we are in a place of joy.
WVON is proud to welcome Dr. Michael Grayson of the Credit and Debt Management Institute every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Protect the most important thing in your financial life, your credit. If you are interested in keeping more of your hard-earned money in your pocket, tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to Bounce Back.
Dr. Michael Grayson will introduce a new government-backed program that can help you achieve perfect credit in 90 days or less. Call 718-481-3363 to see if you qualify.
Watch your team at 4, giving you complete local coverage like no one else can. Rob Elkis, Judy Sue, Sports with Jim Rose, and meteorologist Larry Mowry. ABC 7 Eyewitness News at 4.
Hey, everybody, it's Terrell here.
And I'm Tanya.
Come on and get...
Now, more than ever, we need a reliable news source to tell our story from our perspective. The Talk of Chicago has joined the Black Information Network to bring you top-of-the-hour news from around the nation. If it's happening in Black America, it's on the Black Information Network. Now you can start your day every morning at 5 with one full hour of news from the Black Information Network. WVON and the Black Information Network, because the truth matters.
WVON is celebrating Black Music Month with Legends in Library. On the Talk of Chicago, 1690, WVON.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, The Talk of Chicago.
The present has brought her, facing the rising sun.
difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
He allowed me to go to the mountaintop. You just can't go until God has allowed you to go. There's nothing like that mountaintop experience when you've gotten that close to God. Might not get there with you, but we as a people will get there. And I tell you, my leader, my teacher, Dr. King, it is 7 o'clock wherever you are in the country, in the world. I want you to take a deep breath because we got a good show coming on. Mr. Dudley's going to come over. We're going to have a good time. Take a deep breath. It is 7 o'clock. It is time for you to take that deep breath. Come on, y'all. Black. Come on, y'all, for the Trinity, for our ancestors. Black. One more time. Black. Out from the brain to the heart to the mind. Is that black enough for you? You got to believe in yourself. Got to believe. Hey.
Come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word.
That didn't stop S.B. Fuller, did it?
It's always something degrading and low and sinister.
Yay.
Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha!
Get the language right, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Dudley. You got to get the language right. Yay.
I want to get the language right tonight.
Get the language right. That's my teacher.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. And y'all know when y'all hear that, we are back at our 7 o'clock hour, and we're going to be talking to Mr. Dudley, and you know that he's proud of who he is and was, and he worked for a man who was very proud from sixth-grade education to being proud of who he was, to believing in God, to listening to his mother and all the stuff and all he did and everything that was spun off from that. I don't want to take a long time because we talked about it in the early hour. We'll talk a little about Mr. Dudley. He said God give you strength. His mama told him that. Success equals God. There were different slogans that he had. But he said we walk by faith. That's his book, Walking by Faith. And I think about, if my memory serves me correctly, he was 20 years old in 1957 when he joined with Mr. Fuller. And he was really a close friend. He was also a man of God. See, when I look at all of this, I look at the thread as people who believe in God. People who work together. Don't tell me we can't work together. When you look at what Dudley did, even after, as Mr. Fuller began have Parkinson's and move on, and how he took it and what he did with it and how he grew it. One of the things I see, the relationship, when I think about Mr. Grayson, Black Enterprise, Mr. Dudley put this product all over the world, really, Brazil. He met with Mugabe. I'm looking at him meeting with Mugabe, and then I'm looking at Mr. Gray meeting with Mandela, and just kind of how they thought about economics for Black people and the growth and the love. But I don't know anybody who made it in this country as Black without believing in God. Mr. Dudley, I want to thank you and welcome you to Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with me right here in Chicago. As we've discussed, and we talked about Mr. Graves a few weeks ago. We talk about Mr. S.B. Fuller, and of course you cannot talk about S.B. Fuller without really talking about you, because if I can think of anybody who worked and carried on what it was, it's you, Mr. Dudley. Welcome aboard. Welcome. How you doing? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Are you there, Mr. Dudley?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just hold 1 second. Our number is 773-591-1690. While we get this, is that him on the other? Are you all right there, Mr. Dudley? Got the phone together, Mr. Dudley?
Yes, I do.
Okay, our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.com. We're on iHeartRadio, tickets wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And you can tune in, because I'm going to
hear
the phone. I can hear you now, Mr. Dudley. I've been talking about Mr. Footley, Mr. S.B. Fuller all day and talking about you. Welcome to my show. I want to just talk about Mr. Fuller for a little while. You went to Mr. Fuller, you started working at 20 years old in 1957, am I correct?
That's right.
And why would audience, people listening all over the country on this radio, on this station right now, and all over the city, and all over the world, really. So I just want you to just talk about Mr. Fuller, and also you and your relationship, what you did and what you're doing now. And one of your things, I am, I can, and I will, walking by faith.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'll tell you, that's the best choice I ever taken, that was working with Mr. S.B. Fuller.
Okay.
I am telling you, I learned so much. And what I did was just copy off of Mr. Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
Many people say they do all this stuff on their own, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Whatever Mr. Fuller said, I did it. And I was happy to do that.
Yes, sir.
Life was so great for me and all my friends and all my family. Everybody that I got to listen to Mr. Fuller, it changed their life. Mm-hmm. And especially Betty Clawson. It was a change in these people's life. But I tell them, I am not first.
Yes,
sir. Mr. Fuller's first. I'm second. If he says something, he come before me or anybody else I know except God. He just helped us to move through the world.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Dudley, I was reading your book, and the phone just ringing, people waiting to talk to you. We're going to talk, and y'all hold on. I got a few lines open. You can call them in, but I'm going to just spend a few minutes talking to Mr. Dudley, then you can call the next question. Now, one thing I liked about Mr. Fuller is how he grew business and expand business. He didn't just hog everything for himself. How he just, like George Johnson, how he was Mr. John Johnson, all these folks, and how he just really worked and he taught. And his basis, what I read was that he based his principle of his success off of Jesus, off of the Bible. Am I correct?
You're absolutely right. Yes.
And what are some of the things he would say? You know what I like, Mr. Dudley? What is masteryism? He talked about masteryism all through his book, that he ain't going to be with masteryism. You remember that word masteryism?
Yes, I do. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to learn to master. Don't let people master us. We got to learn how to become a master. Mm-hmm. And that's what he taught me and all the people around me. He taught us how to be grateful and stop talking about the thing that take you down. Talk about the thing that take you up, that lift you up. You can be somebody. Don't listen to people tell you you can't be nobody. Be somebody. Because they're not somebody. They don't. They are, but they don't know it.
Uh-huh.
And so he lifts up. He put the spirit in you. He said to me, Dudley, you got some stuff in you.
Hang in there, y'all.
Whatever you want to be. Don't let nobody tell you you can't.
Yeah.
Only person can change your life is God.
Yeah.
And nobody else. What everybody else says is no. What other people think about you is no of your business. It's what you think about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to take $10. $10. Got me a little full of bags, and I ran it up to $40 million.
Yeah.
You can make it whatever you want to do.
Uh-huh.
It's God. God gives the increase. That's where you get the increase from.
Yeah.
It's from God. He said, ask, and I shall give it to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open.
Uh-huh.
And he will make all this stuff happen. All you got to do is believe. You can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Lord, help my mind to believe.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to do. We got to believe. We got to believe.
Yeah.
We got to believe.
Yeah,
so,
I saw that one of the threads of all the success of blacks doing, our black folks leading us through, because Mr. Fuller was born 40 years out of slavery, enslavement after emancipation, but how his father, and I noticed what your mother said to you, Mr. Dudley, and what Fuller mother said to him, the role the mother with these women gave to these men, and people always lift their mothers up, and I see how you lift your mother up. What she tell you, God gave you strength or give you strength when you decide to go on and do what you have to do. Am I correct?
You absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one thing is gratitude lead to plenty. And praise.
Yes.
And that's what, yeah. Be grateful, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
yes.
What do you mean? This book said, I Walk by Faith. What do you mean? For the young folks out there listening who might not understand, walking by faith.
Yeah. You know, one of the greatest things, I got to take a book, too. I'm glad I listened to my mama. That takes have changed people's lives.
Yeah.
What I mean by faith, see, they came, our parents came through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they believed, they stuck to it, they believed they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe you can do it, the how to do it will absolutely show you how to do it, if you believe.
Yeah, because God will direct you, won't he? Direct your path.
Absolutely. He will do it every time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Just stay in the race. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay there. Some of us start, some of us quit.
Yeah.
I've been working with the project, working with Mr. Fuller all of my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get into an organization, get somewhere, somebody that believes. Jesus said that if you can believe all things, not some things, but all things are possible to him that believes.
Yes.
God, yes.
You know now.
I'm not able to do that.
Yeah, mister, in 5 minutes I'm going to take a break. When I take the break for 3 minutes, when I come back off my break, and we're going to really get into the science of how Mr. Fuller, the attitude that in terms of how we had to dress, how you had to act, how you had to carry yourself. And I want you to talk a little bit about his company a little bit, even the white company that he bought, the wisdom he had to let them stay over there and what he did, just the different stuff that I want you to think about so when I come off the break we can talk about it. But one of the things now, and I also want to talk about how you grew. When Mr. Fuller found himself with Parkinson, y'all just hold on, don't keep hanging up. She's gonna answer the phone. Just lit up, when he found he was ill, he kind of ill. He went over to and that you got that formula to go on and you really grew and did what you had to do. You spread this stuff all over the world, really. That's what I'm excited about, how you've done that and where your schools and stuff are. So I want to talk about that when we come back. What was it like meeting with Mugabe?
Oh, it was great. It was great. Most people don't know his story. But once they would learn his story and what he went through, they don't know that he taught Mandela how to get back in and make the country a lot better. He wouldn't have done as well, I don't think, this is my thinking, that he did if he, President Mandela wouldn't have been able to accomplish some of the things he did without what he was taught by Mugabe.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting.
Yeah, and he got a raw deal.
Oh yeah.
But
President Mugabe took me in and worked with. I had people over there, and he saw them every week.
When I come.
Yeah, and every week he took some of my people over to his place, his home, in the office. Oh, great man.
And also, you're Brazilian. You put your product all over in Brazil. You had products everywhere.
China, all over.
You know what I see, Mr. Dudley, when I think of you and I see Mr. Grave in terms of the internet, and even Mr. Gardner that we don't talk about. Mr. Gardner had stuff all over how the relationship between the diaspora, how the product began to go to the diaspora and to be able to grow, and those people that was able to make money in the African diaspora and all around the world where black folks was, began to get your product, sell a product, make money, and to help their families. I see there's a line between that, you know, how you had the product all over the world, really, in the black world especially.
Well, God's in that picture. He showed all us how to make the world a better place by giving them opportunity. Mr. Fuller taught all us, don't be a job, just a job taker. Be a job maker.
Come on now.
Job maker.
Yeah.
Be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Fuller. And I took that at heart. I believe that even to this day, it's great, I'm telling you. And I just watched these people when I was over there in the hotel. I was up on the 14th floor, and I just looked at these men and women walking down the street. And I said to myself, I said to them, I got a formula. I know how to show you how to make it. I got it from the master, Mr. S.P. Fuller. And I talked to those people. I had thousands of people come and listen to me.
Yeah, I got to take a break, and I'll be gone for 2 minutes or 3 minutes in case you want to get you some water or something,
Mr.
And I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk. So I got to just take a break for 3 minutes, and I'll be right back, okay? So get you some water, tea, or whatever you want, and I'll be right back. Call Talk of Chicago, 1690WVN, 773-591, who is streaming now, www.wvn.com. When I Heart Radio, take us wherever you go. We got a few lines open. Blog Talk, so get your coffee and get your tea, and you're going to come back because you got the power and talk to me. We're going to come back and I'll be back in 3 minutes. Your heart and your mind is one. That's what God likes.
Sometimes heavy
We're going to take a break, y'all. You know you got the power. We got a few lines open. We're going to talk to Mr. Dudley about 10 or 15 minutes, and then we're going to take some calls. We got just a few lines open. Y'all can call 773-591-1690. You want some Fuller Rice to call in, Ms. Clawson? You call in, too.
I see that cold muddy water rising around your waist. I see that dark storm gather the disease on your face. You have got the power to make that water warm and clear. Yes, you got the power.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Chicago, we are coming out of the woods and closer to the life we miss so much in the Windy City. The places we used to hang out, the friends we used to hug, the games we used to cheer for at the stadium. So, let's get back to it, Chicago. Let's get the right information, let's get registered, and let's get the vaccine when it's our turn. Let's come together to help end this pandemic. Visit shy.gov/COVIDVax.
The Chicago Minority Supplier Diversity Council and its president, Vincent Williams, invites you to its 54th annual virtual business opportunity fair, June 23rd and 24th. They are connecting the dots on business synergies, opportunities, and solutions. Hear from exciting guest speakers and panel discussions, including Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Terrence Williams, Executive Vice President at Allstate, WVON's Melody Span Cooper, and others. Attend virtual workshops and a business fair, where you can meet virtually with decision makers one-on-one. The Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council is the premier organization for increasing business opportunities between corporations and minority-owned firms. For more information on the Chicago Minority Supplier Diversity Council's 54th Annual Opportunity Fair, June 23rd and 24th, visit cbof54.com. That's cbof54.com. Don't miss it.
Did you know you can purchase a home with a credit score as low as 600 and a down payment as low as 3.5%, which can be met using down payment assistance? This is banking, a Fifth Third better. Learn more about how to prepare and secure a mortgage at Fifth Third Banking, where they're working hard to make banking a Fifth Third better, which means they put 166.7% into everything they do. Visit 53.com/mortgage Fifth Third, an equal housing lender.
Hope. It's when you believe that tomorrow will certainly be better than today. And it's the reason ComEd provides financial support to help reduce the stress of paying energy bills and reduce energy costs for eligible customers who may be going through tough financial times. We provide help so hope can always stay alive. See if you qualify for financial assistance or one of our income-eligible energy efficiency offerings at ComEd.com/support. ComEd, powering lives.
This year, celebrate Juneteenth by supporting small business at the Black Business Pop-Up Shop on Saturday, June 18th at XS Tennis. That's located at 5336 South State from noon to 8 p.m. Come out and support local Black-owned businesses in a celebration of freedom and Black excellence. Pick up great deals on merchandising, beauty products, clothing, accessories, and so much more. Enjoy live music plus sounds by DJ Mike P. The event is free and we'll be honoring social distance guidelines. So celebrate Freedom Day by turning over those dollars in our community at the Juneteenth Black Business Pop-Up Shop at XS Tennis, 5336 South State from noon to 8 p.m. And like us, it's free. Happy Juneteenth.
If you're interested in vendor opportunities or have a food truck, call Calandra at 312-446-0588. That's 312-446-0588 to register.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI.
Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
We're back, y'all. We can't quit till we get our share. And that was this whole theme around Mr. S.B. Fuller. He said, no way. Hey, no masterism. He was really good. And so, and his whole program was built off of Jesus. He studied the Bible. He read everything, got his hands on from a sixth grade to a master's he had. He was self-taught. He was really a great, did a lot. And then Mr. Dudley stuck there with Mr. Fuller forever and ever. And he took one of the formulas and went on and put the Dudley School, and they come everywhere. He wrote the book, I Walk By Faith. I want to get the one about Mama. I got to get that. And he was a Fullerite. So you Fullerites called in. I probably got a couple of lines open. I'm going to talk to Mr. Dudley a few more minutes, and I'm going to take y'all call. And one thing we was talking, our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live. www.vun.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever we go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And if you miss it, you can go back to Blog Talk. Let's go, Mr. Dudley.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're back. Before I left, we were talking about your international marketing with
yes.
the Dudley Beauty. Let's talk about what you took that product and what did you do with it? When you went on and... Tell us how you did it so these folks can understand, because these people walk around here half-dressed, not believing in God, not understanding how to go and move. What did you do with this seed, this product that Mr. Fuller said, here, you take this part and you go with it. What did you do with it? Did you throw it away? Did you mess up? What did you do with it? From what I read, you really developed a lot with that. What all did you do?
We spread it all over the world. We told people how they could help themselves. That was a big thing that we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
What they could do, how they could help other people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the growth problem. And he said, everybody must grow. When you stop growing, you start dying.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you got $5, multiply it. 5 times 5 is 25.
Mm-hmm.
Just grow. Keep going. Keep believing. You don't have to see it. You just have to believe it.
Yeah.
See, most people say, well, let me see it. No, as you see it, you'll start to believe in it.
And you know one thing I noticed, you know, something happened to our people. We didn't have this hang-up about man and woman, male or female. We worked together for the good of our community, not children. That can be destructive.
Right.
That's destructive. Talking about, I mean, even when I go back to Mr. Fuller, when Lestine met him, he wasn't no male, female. She got with him, and she worked with him, and he developed her, and she developed him. The women were all up in that organization, just like the men were, and they worked as a unit through God, because, you know, male, female, God said you may need both, and they develop and they grow. And I noticed the same thing in your country, like I said, and your company. Like I said, success equal God. My mother said God gave you strength. Gratitude lead to plenty. And say thank you and pray and all that. The stuff that mother said and the mother, what S.B. Fuller mother said to him and all this stuff, mothers and family. Family is important. Family, man, woman. That was what held us together, I think. What do you think, Mr. Dudley?
I think the same thing, I think. We had a lot of respect for mothers, mm-hmm. and I still do,
mm-hmm.
because mothers make a change in your life. So many people mm-hmm. are so successful because they're mother, and that's how things work. Without the women, that Dudley product comes, I don't know what would happen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I noticed in how you honored your mother and how Mr. Fuller honored his mother as I looked at both books.
Yeah. It makes a difference. I mean, if I were to advise some people now, I'd tell them, you read and study Mr. Fuller's book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't just read it. Study it.
Right.
It takes you a long time to just study it. If you read it just 4 or 5 times, you missing it.
Well, I've been reading it for the last few years.
Well, I read it for many times.
Yeah, and I'm reading your book too now, Mr. Dudley. Both of them together is a good pair. And then when you throw in Earl Grey from the Black Enterprise and put all that stuff together, what can you do? You can't lose with the stuff you use.
Tell me about it. Reading people are ruling people.
Yeah.
And the first person you got to rule is yourself.
Because
you got to make yourself do what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
But you got to do it. You got to do it anyhow.
Well, let me do this. Mr. Dudley, the board is lit up. I'm going to take a few calls. You ain't got to answer them right away. If somebody with you tell me just write down the questions, I'm going to take 2 questions at a time, and then I'm going to let you answer them. I'm going to go back because we don't have 15 minutes here, y'all. So don't try to make a long statement. You can say, ask your question, or just say what you did because I want to try to get through, okay? And I think I'm going to go to Bill first. Bill, what's your question?
Hey, Ms. Tillman. I wanted to make a quick statement, and Mr. Dudley can respond.
Is your statement 1 minute or 30 seconds? It can't be long.
No, it's short. It's short. The statement is this.
Okay.
Once a business opportunity is open or offered, then Mr. Dudley, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Johnson, they step through the door. And most black folks in particular are unwilling to step through that door. In other words, you have to see the future even though the future doesn't present itself at the moment.
I got you.
And it seems that these individuals, Mr. Dudley, Mr. Fuller, the John Johnson and Johnson Products, they saw the future before it even presented itself.
Thank you.
And that's what we have to do.
I thank you.
People. We have to see the future. Okay,
see the future, you say. I like that. Thank you, Bill.
See the future before it presents itself.
I like that. I'm going to use that, Bill. That's mine now.
Okay.
Okay.
I got copyright on it, though.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maurice?
Well, I use
Maurice. Wait, hold on, Mr. Dudley. I'm going to do both of them. I'm going to get Maurice. He's going to take the 30 seconds asking questions. You ask 2 at a time because the board is lit up. Okay. Maurice?
Yes. Bank Black, take Africa back. Good morning, Mr. Dudley.
He's okay.
Sir? Yeah.
He said good morning, Maurice. What's your question?
Good morning. God bless you. You talk like a man of faith. Look. How is Miss Della Grady doing these days? You seen her lately?
Who you say?
Della Grady.
Della Grady.
Yes, Della. I talked to her not long ago. Last week.
Thank you, Maurice.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you so much. Okay. Mama D.
Oh, hallelujah, greetings. There's a phrase, cleanliness is next to godliness. Marcus Garvey said.
Okay, what's your question?
I'm going to get to my question.
You ain't got long, Mama D.
I know. Marcus Garvey said, brush your teeth so flies wouldn't float around your mouth. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad wore a followers wore a bow tie and suit. I heard George Johnson always wore a suit and tie. My question is, what role did dressing for success?
You mean Mr. S.B. Fuller?
Parents play.
Okay, dressing and cleaning. Okay, thank you. We're going to try to answer all these questions before I take some more calls. I want to open up a few lines. I'm having a... Thank you, Mama D. Okay, I just want to open those lines up. I got a few lines open now. Now, Mr. Dudley, one of them was about the future, and the other was faith and Gladys Dudley. And this is about cleanliness and how you dress and everything. You can answer all three of them however you want to do it. You can mix them all in. I don't care. Mr. Dudley?
How you dress is so important. You gotta just believe. That's one of the biggest things. Believe and believe in different things that people that you have great respect for and listen to them.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things Mama D was getting to the question, she said George Russell, I know, but he got that from Mr. S.B. Fuller, is that he not only did he have he got a tailor to make the clothes, to buy the dresses. He did everything to make sure his people was dressed. He didn't just go, didn't he have all of that, the suits and the shoes and the soap and the dresses and the stockings? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Mr. Fuller, anything that our people needed, he found a way to get it to them, make it, buy it. But he was a master of so many things.
Yeah.
He was just an awesome, and he believed. I mean, when I say believe, he believed in his people.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish everybody could study his book and see where he came from. It's an awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Book.
It is. I talked earlier about how he and his father gave him that strength. His mother gave him that wisdom. Now, they can call Dudley Beauty School, and they might be able to get the book over there because I don't know. I'll either go online. It's called Fuller Pioneer in Black Economic Development. And yours is called Walking by Faith. The other one was the young man said, you got to see, Bill said, see the future and step into it. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, another thing, you got to see further than you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to see further than you see.
Mm-hmm. I was like, well, that's kind of deep. See further than you see.
Yeah, I mean, like vision. Like, you got to use your imagination. You got to believe in. You got to see it before you see it.
Mm-hmm.
What you call imagination.
Yeah.
I had to see myself doing this. I had a speech impediment. I had some challenge.
Oh, you had a speech impediment too, like Mr. Fool, huh?
Yes.
How did you work on it?
I just kept practicing every morning. You know, we had a sales meeting, and we read a book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we read that every day. And not like we read the Fuller book there. The Bible. We read that information, and that changed my thinking, changed my life.
Now, you know, Mr. Fuller, I was noticing they said, even though he had a sixth grade education, he didn't just read the Bible. He studied it. They said, according to his books, he studied the Bible and studied Jesus. Like, I mean, he studied that Bible, and that's how he decided to grow his business based off of that. And everywhere he went... People try to hold him back. He kept moving. They didn't believe and understand what he was doing, but he believed in it. And he kept saying, people pray for things. You should pray to God for wisdom. And once you have that wisdom, you can move forward. Isn't that one of the things he said, Mr. Dudley?
Yes.
Pray for wisdom.
Pray for wisdom.
Mm-hmm. That's in the book. He said, pray for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom.
Yeah, and use the thing that God has already given to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know the alphabet, so you can learn how to right. You can learn how to do so many things. Like myself, I read the Bible so many times. I read it hundreds of times. You have to study it, not just read it.
Mm-hmm.
Study it. Ask, what does this mean to me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How can I take this and help my people? And that's what Mr. Fuller did. He didn't just read the Bible. He studied it.
Yeah.
He had us to study. You know, like the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
But he would say stuff like this, when the Lord is my shepherd, then I shall not want. But right now, the devil seems like he's my shepherd. I'm going for everything.
Yeah. Said the devil, you shepherd. But when the Lord, that's him, you better come on now. I'm about to shout up in the middle, Mr. Dudley. You said, yeah. Not the devil, but the Lord. Lord have mercy. Come on. Teach.
So that's the kind of stuff that he taught to us. He told us about it. Don't just call a word. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Now, Mr. Dudley, what was this company, this white company that he bought? Was it Boyce or something? I can't remember. What was the name of this white company he bought? And he was so smart, he said, I'm going to leave them all there. They didn't know who owned the company.
Boyer.
Huh?
Boyer International.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he bought that company. Go on, talk.
Yeah, he bought that company. And there's a big story behind that, too.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to buy the company. I mean, before he bought the company, he wanted to buy it, and which he did. But the man wouldn't give him no credit before, and when he bought the company, the man had left because the first thing he was going to do is let that man go.
Let me explain what you said. I read in that book. Mr. Fuller went to this man who owned this company and tried to get some money, and the man refused him, and Fuller ended up owning the company.
Joe did.
And he said, I'm going to keep these. He kept all his white employees. Somebody said, they know white folks going to want to work for you. And then they didn't know who he was at first, but then he said, well, bring them to him, let me talk to him. Because, see, some of them was, and they stayed, and they worked their butts off. He just let them relate to the white community, and they was eating up, they was buying up all his stuff, wasn't them.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness.
That's
He's got an awful story. I think everybody should read his story, what he went through.
Mm-hmm.
He was good.
Well, the other thing, let me go back.
You can get all those books I'm talking about. You can get them from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would get them to them. They call me and... I want to get my assistant to tell you right quick, give you the number right quick.
Okay.
You.
How do you get in touch with Mr. Dudley? What's your assistant's name?
Hi, this is Ella.
Hi, Ella. How you doing? So wonderful to talk to you. You got to tell my audience how to get in touch with Mr. Dudley?
Yes, they can call my number.
Okay.
And leave a message. They can leave a message, and I'll get back to them. They can text me or leave a message.
Give us information.
My number is 336-392-8523.
336-392-8523,
and my name is Ella.
And what's your...
We have the...
You said somebody emailed or something?
They can text me, or they can leave a message on my phone.
Oh, okay, Ella. Okay. I'm enjoying talking to Mr. Dudley, even though I got about 5 more minutes left. I'm enjoying him. And I'm going to see, can I get...
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Now, he has the Walking by Faith books and the Fuller books here. We have them available for them.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about next is Mr. Dudley before he leave. Okay. So they can call it and get Walking by Faith. And S.B. Fuller. Ella, what about this one he just said about my mama? He said he did a book on my mama or something.
CD.
I'll call you after the show and see because I want it, okay?
Okay.
Let me try to spend these last few minutes with Mr. Fuller Mr. Dudley, I want got some very important things. What, I got 5 minutes in there? Okay, let me get Milt, and then you got 30 seconds. I'm going to go back to Mr. Dudley. Milt, you got 30 seconds.
Jesus is dead.
The devil sure was sneaky in, won't he? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Mr. Dudley, I hung up on him. That was the, oh, my God. Woo! Okay. Praise God for whom all blessing flows. Let's go back to you, Mr. Dudley, in terms of tell us where your companies are. How many schools you got still open? And where are they? In case people listen, they want to go to the schools. You got what state?
Okay. First of all, tell where the schools are.
Okay.
Okay. There's a school in Chicago.
Yeah.
And there's a school in D.C., Washington, D.C.
Miss Clawson runs the one in Chicago. Okay.
Washington. That's correct.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the one in Greensboro, North Carolina. Mrs. Dudley.
Oh, that's
Mr.
wonderful.
Dudley, ex-wife, runs the school in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Those are the three schools.
Okay, that's good. What about the products, Miss? What about the products that Mr. Fuller had created in Dudley be selling? They still sell products at their school?
Yes, they have the products at their school, and then we have distributors all over the United States, and a lot of the salons have the products in their salons.
Okay, what's the distributor's number? If you want to get something, call a distributor that you can get some sent to you. What do you call?
You would have to go online and look at DudleyQ.com,
okay.
And you can and locate. There's a locator, I think, on there where you can find your area.
Okay.
And they'll have a person to do that.
Okay. All right. Now I got
Ursula Dudley. Ursula Dudley is his daughter, and she is running the product section now. She's running the Dudley Beauty Corp.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Let me see, Harold, you got 10 seconds. I want to end this with Mr. Dudley. Harold, you call him 30. You got 10, like 10 seconds, Harold, because I don't have long. You want to top sell?
Yes, this is Harold, Mr. Dudley. And I started with Mr. Fuller, and I was able to run a $12 business into $3,000 a week. And Mr. Fuller has changed my life, and I've been able to change people's lives all over the country.
Thanks.
I talk about Mr. Fuller every day.
Thank you. I wish you had a call earlier so I could give you more time to talk because I'm almost off the air. Thank you, Harold. Okay. Raymond, you got the information how to get in touch, right? We already gave it to you. And I'll put it on my Facebook. You got a question? You want to know how to get in touch. We're going to tell you. Okay, Mr. Dudley, we got to round this up because I got to have you back. Now, because we want to talk about your international, all the things that you did, too. Can you name very briefly, because I got about 2 or 3 minutes, some of the companies that spun off of Mr. Fuller, like George Johnson, and how Fuller did help Ms. John Johnson pass Sidney Evans and all around. It was really a kind of a community thing, how y'all worked together, a brotherly thing, a sisterly thing. It was for the economic of our people. Am I correct? Mr. Dudley?
Rick McGuire, the furniture came from Mr. Fuller. There's so many people that came from Mr. Fuller that most people don't know about. The Johnsons, and you just named the Johnson. I can't even think of it right now.
But don't worry about it. We're going to get a list and we're going to put on. How many of them? I know you're one of the ones in the cosmetic is still around. Is there any other ones around? I know that was a spun off. I know you're still there and Mr. Fuller's spirit is with you. Mr. Dudley, I'm so glad you was my guest this morning. My engineer telling me I got to go. I'm about to have you back because you make us very proud because I want to talk about the international peace, and I'll get you back before the year's out. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
You got a last message you want to say to you got 10 seconds to say something to the audience if you want to.
Yes. Thank you for listening. I hope that you find a little more about us. You can. I'd love to be back on. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and thank you. I tell you that I enjoy Mr. Dudley. What I'm trying to do is show y'all economic peace while people are talking and how they got y'all. I'm trying to get you in a mindset. You got the power. I mean, no, reparation. Uh-huh. How many minutes I got? 30 seconds? How many minutes I got? I want to. They got us right back, y'all, to not want to learn and not reading and not doing anything. The schools are terrible. You got folks representing you that's not even looking at a budget in terms of what you're supposed to get. So much have changed that our people got to understand what economic is about. I'm gonna do this economic piece. Next week I'm doing music. But I'm going to do an economic piece. I'm going to tell you the power that your elected officials and other folks have, but also the power you have. I've enjoyed this day. Dorothy Wright Tillman, until next week. Thank you, Mr. Dudley. I'm going to put the information on my Facebook. Y'all can reach him. And thank you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you, Ms. Clawson. Thank you so much. Until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman saying, reparations now, repair this damage.
They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands got blisters, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and Mother Africa, in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resources.
The talk of Chicago
her people
is
pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave.
The history may be pretty awful, but the conversation is not bad.
Florida Board of Education members approved a rule prohibiting teachers from giving personal views on American history and theories that racism is embedded in American society. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis opened the meeting saying we need to educate kids about historical facts, and he stressed slavery, civil rights, and the Holocaust are already taught in schools. Both rule supporters and opponents agree teachers should encourage critical thinking and offer kids.